The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am Josephus, and I come to ask you a question. Do you know your own soul? Do you understand this vital part within you that continues to seek the blessing of God's love and has a great desire to awaken? Not just with the superficial understanding of the truths of God's love that come with the mind studying and absorbing these truths. Rather, the soul longs for the experience of God. The soul desires to be awakened and to come to the forefront of your consciousness. For this is what has always meant to be, beloved students of truth, to seek and know the great blessings of God within, and to understand all the complexities, all the beauty, all the wonderment of a soul awakened by love, by the essence of God. For the soul is the seat of all these beautiful expressions, emotions, perceptions that come awakened with the touch of God. It is an intense feeling, a clarity of knowing. A fount of wisdom and knowledge that comes as you forge that channel between you and your Creator, and the soul awakens as a result of your efforts and your prayers to be at one with God. It is a very different journey than what many take upon your earthly plane. And so it sets you apart, my friends. And so often you feel that you are different and apart from the general flow of human endeavor and efforts towards knowledge. For even the way that you glean knowledge and come to know truth is very different from what most of humanity engages within. Even those who seek the truth, who seek light, who seek to be in harmony, are often ruled by the mind and the machinations of the mind, the perceptions of the mind. This is not the way of the soul. Yes, the soul has its own mind, but that mind is so very different from the mind that you are used to using and engage within daily. To shift your consciousness from that daily set of awarenesses and functionings to that of the soul is a great challenge in your earthly plane. But this is why God has sent you angels. This is why you continue to feel the upliftment of His touch and the inspiration, the very atmosphere around you changing so that light is present and you are uplifted in the great truth of love. God makes it possible for you to truly be awakened in this way, to be conscious in this way, so that all the impediments and all those currents of mental awareness and desire and expression are less than the profound yearning and consciousness of the soul. Yes, you come together as you do because you long for this experience. You long for this consciousness to be yours, not only in a fleeting way, but in a consistent and powerful way. And so you pray together, seeking the support of one another, seeking the upliftment of your angel friends, seeking the touch of God. And this is wise, my beloved friends, to seek in this way, to gather your intentions, the energies of your soul, the desires of your soul, together in a single intention and prayer to seek the great love of God. For in this way, the power that is created as you multiply and add to each other's prayers, so the blessings come more powerfully and more clearly. This is the law in action. Of course, if you sit and expect others to do the work, to say the prayers, to express the longings, and you continue to engage within your mindful condition, then you are detracting from this, not adding to it. You are ensuring that you draw to you the energies that are more commonly of the human condition than that of the divine and the celestial angels and your soul's efforts to awaken. Prepare yourselves before you come into these circles of light. Set your intentions clearly, consciously, as you gather. Be in harmony and seek dear and beloved souls. Seek with all your hearts, all your minds, all your souls, towards that one great gift, the gift of God's love, to enter into your soul and add to the light of your soul, and in time transforming you, your soul, completely and utterly, so that when the time comes, when you have grown sufficiently, and the power of God's love has transformed completely your soul, then you may enter the kingdom of heaven, the one kingdom that the beloved Master has spoken of and has offered to escort you therein. And so he will, when the time comes. So you will find the ecstasy and joy of entering into the celestial kingdom. This is the great reward for your efforts. Do not doubt this, my friends. Do not put aside your longings and your focus for things that are lesser than this, for the distractions of your world. For each of you sit upon the cusp of great change that will, in its own way, open doors and provide opportunities for great spiritual growth, for souls, transformation, and healing. It comes, my beloved friends, on the heels of your efforts. Each of you must take responsibility. Each of you must take seriously the truths that have been given, so that indeed you may step forward in the light. You may truly be that light. And you may in time be transformed by the light of God's love. These things come with effort and dedication, with great faith and longing. This we have told you many, many times. But indeed, because you are so readily distracted by the earthly conditions, we need to repeat ourselves, and we shall do so until you are sufficiently anchored within the truth of God's love, and that you truly understand the great gift that has been offered and the great opportunity that is set before you to grow and awaken in the highest truth, the highest blessing that can be given. God makes this possible for each of you, and he shall continue to open that door, beckoning you within to cross that threshold and bask and sit in the great blessing of God's love, its light, its power, its glory, dancing all around you, brought to you by the faculties of the Holy Spirit, given to you readily, without judgment, but given in love. May you receive abundantly at this moment, my beloved friends, and seek with all your hearts and souls that which will redeem you, save you from much suffering and much darkness. It is given, and it is present, and so we seek in silence. God bless you. I am Josephus, and I love you dearly. And I observe your progress. I see it, the light that builds within you. May it continue to build until it is a scintillating and dazzling light, a soul resplendent in love. So you can be and will be that blessed soul, seeking at one with God. God bless you. God bless you all in this truth.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.